Is everybody happy? Then let's go. It's showtime.
And now to the top of the Biltwell Hotel for Flash Phillips and the music of the big bands.
Good evening. Tonight we're going first off to Trinidad, going back to 1946 for a town hall concert, and we're going to Trinidad via New York City for the live midnight special. And I, Lee Klein Peter, will turn things over to Alan Lomax.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. People's Songs is happy to welcome you to the fourth evening of the midnight special, where we're bringing you the folk songs of both continents. Tonight, it's the music from a small island. It's music that's spread out almost like atomic energy from Buenos Aires to New York City. The music of the Calypsonians. A music that's sung in a sort of a translation from the French into English. That's about the only way you can put it. It's got streaks of African in it. It's got stripes of Spanish. It's got little elements of French. But somehow it all gets sung in English, and it covers every subject under the sun. We're about to begin now. New York City, Times Square area, is about to be invaded by the Calypsonians.
Candy talk them Calypsonian making an invasion.
Willie.
What they don't know is a tough situation.
Willie.
I hear that rum and cola is the big illusion.
Willie.
Oh, but the Yankee dollar is the main attraction.
Willie.
So you better tell them to ask Duke of Iron.
Willie.
Otherwise it may be ruination.
Willie.
Willie. Willie. Willie. Willie.
Willie.
And strong and they nearly break me down.
Willie, Willie.
But tell the world I'm a hero in the tongue.
Willie, Willie.
Yes, I make me name and I come from Port of Spain.
Willie, Willie.
And I will sing me calypso on the radio.
Willie, Willie.
Willie, 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 Willie. Calypsonia making an invasion.
Willie,
Willie.
Give the Duke of Iron a big hand. Take a bow, Duke. It's the Duke of Iron. Since it may be a little hard for some of you to get all the words, we're going to start off with a sort of a primer in Calypso with the songs that you probably have heard. Three familiar tunes. The first one is Stone Cold Dead in the Market, and it's going to be sung by Macbeth the Great, otherwise known as Patrick MacDonald. Mr. Macbeth.
He's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. Well, if he's stone cold dead in the market, I ain't killed nobody but me husband.
Stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market.
Well, if he's
stone cold dead in the market, I ain't killed nobody but my husband.
I look a lash him with the pot and the frying pan. I lick him with the pot and the frying pan. Well, if I lick him with the pot and the frying pan, and if I kill him, he had it coming. Oh, he's
stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market.
Well, look, he's
stone cold dead in the market. She killed nobody but her husband.
Last night I went out drinking. When I came home, he gave me a beating. Believe me, friends, I doesn't care if they set me down on the electric chair. Oh, Lord, look how he's
stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I killed nobody but the husband.
Oh, look, the family, they swearing to kill me. The family, they swearing to kill me. Well, look, the family swearing to kill me. And if I kill him, he had it coming. Oh, he's
stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but my husband.
Oh, pain dead, he's stone dead. Pain dead, he's stone dead. And if pain dead, he's stone dead. And if I kill him, he's my husband.
Oh, he's stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but my husband.
There is one thing that I ensure. The vagabond, he cannot beat me no more. So I catch up the rolling pin and I walk on his head till I bash it in. Oh Lord, look how he's
stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market.
Oh, the vagabond is
stone cold dead in the market.
I kill nobody but my husband.
From the earliest acoustical recordings of Enrico Caruso and Jim Europe to the latest works of Harry Connick Jr. and Wynton Marsalis, these are the sounds of big band swings.
Macbeth. Macbeth. What's that instrument that you have there?
Oh, well, this is known as a Trinidadian harp.
Well, how do you go about making a Trinidadian harp, Macbeth?
Well, the first thing, you have to visit the grog shop and get the bottle. Then you get the contents in the bottle and you disperse with that. And you sound it, and if it don't sound right, you go back and get the other one. Until you get the right song. So if you have one here for me to try out, I will be only too glad to do it for you.
Now we're going to hear another oldie from the Duke of Iron. It's going to be Ugly Woman. And Duke, step up and tell us a little bit about where Calypso comes from and what Calypso means and how you got started singing Calypso before.
Well, to your first question, where it comes from? Calypso comes from only one place, and that is the island of Trinidad, British West Indies. It's a traditional thing. It's so old that all I can tell you about that part is just what was handed down to us from the older people, and we pass it along to the younger ones and so on. It was being done first by, let us say, the slaves there working in the fields and so on. That's one theory, and I think that's about the soundest one that I've gotten, trying to search up for all the details, you know. And they used to sing these songs to each other and rib each other. Rival groups would be working, you know, different places, and this one would kid them about their shortcomings and so on in song. And that was the beginning of it. It was done not in English at that time, because it wasn't English in those days. It was a sort of a African, French, and Spanish combination mix-up. But now, since everything is English in Trinidad, why, we do it in English, because that's what they're teaching in schools now. And the younger ones, we want them to know, so we have to swing it over. And that is the answer to your second question. About the ugly woman, that is just a theory of a particular person saying that saying that if you want to be happy, you should never marry a woman prettier than you are. Marry one uglier than you are, and you're sure to be happy. Now, some people just don't like to be happy, so they take a woman prettier. But if you want to be happy, you take uglier one. Ugly woman! Now, if you want to be happy, live in a king's life. Never make a pretty woman your wife. You want to be happy, live in a king's life. Never make a pretty woman your wife. All you got to do is just what I say. Then you will be jolly, happy, and gay. So from a logical point of view, you better love a woman uglier than you. Well, a pretty woman make her husband look small and very often cause his downfall. As soon as she marry, there and then she start to do the things that would ache his heart. And when you think that she's belonging to you, boy, she's calling somebody else doo-doo. So from a logical point of view, you better love a woman uglier than you. But if you make an ugly woman your wife, you can be sure you'll be happy in all your life. For she will never do things in a funny way to allow the neighbors to have anything to say. And she wouldn't disregard her husband at all by exhibiting herself to Peter and Paul. So from a logical point of view, you better love a woman uglier than you. An ugly woman give you your meals in time, and she always try to make you happy in mind. At nights when you lay down in your cozy bed, she will coax, caress you, and scratch your head. And she'll begin to love you like a little baby and call you sweet names like sugar daddy. So from a logical point of view, you better love a woman.
And now, the third of our Calypsonian stars, the Lord Invader. Perhaps before Lord Invader begins, he'd tell you his theory about Calypso and maybe about where the song that he's going to sing you, Rum and Coca-Cola, comes from.
Diplomatically, you ask me what is Calypso, Mr. Lomax? Calypso is a folklore of Trinidad, a style of poetry telling about current events in song. With regard to song Rum and Coca-Cola, you want to ask me how I happened to compose it, Mr. Lomax? Ladies and gentlemen, back home in the West Indies, Trinidad, where I'm from, I'm a small island. I'm proud of it, thank you. I was traveling on a bus to some place they call Point Kumana, Bathing Resort, and I happened to see the GIs since the American social invasion in the West Indies, Trinidad. You know, the girls used to get the candies and stuff like that, and they go to the canteens with the boys and so on, have fun. So I noticed since the GIs came over there, that we generally chase with soda, ordinary soda, but their chaser was rum and coke. They drink rum and they like the Coca-Cola as a chaser. So I studied that as an idea of song, and Maury Amsterdam had the nerve to say that he composed that song back here. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to sing you Rum and Coca-Cola for my first number. Thank you.
Who's Maury Amsterdam, Dad? Think he might have been on the Dick Van Dyke Show? Played a writer? An actor?
And when the Yankees first went to Trinidad, some of the young girls were more than glad. They said that the Yankees treat them nice, and they give them a better price. They buy rum and Coca-Cola, went down Point Kumana. Both mothers and daughters working for their Yankee dollars.
And Coca-Cola, going down Point Kumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollars.
And look, I had a little chick the other day, but her mother came and took her away. Herself, her mother, and her sisters went in a cab with some soldiers. They bought rum and Coca-Cola, went down Point Kumana. Both mothers and daughters working for their Yankee dollars.
Coca-Cola.
They have some aristos in Port of Spain. I know a lot, but I won't call name. And in the day, they wouldn't give you a right, but you could see them with the foreigners late at night. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Kumana. Both mothers and daughters working for their Yankee dollars. I know a couple who got married one afternoon. I was to go to Miami on their honeymoon, but the bride ran away with a soldier lad, and the stupid husband went staring mad. They bought rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Kumana. Both mothers and daughters working for their Yankee dollars.
The Duke talked about how these songs, these Calypsonian songs, came out of the folklore of Trinidad. And now for a little while, we're going to show you what some of that folklore is like. Not completely authentically, but give you an impression of it. The first one is a work song, a song of coffee plantations, a song called Dolai Do. Macbeth is going to sing it, and it's going to have the Calypsonian harp as an accompaniment, and maybe some drums. And you folks, keep on that singing out there, because everybody's supposed to sing when a song like this comes. Dolai Do.
Well, this song was originated when the native force landed in Trinidad, some of us was there when Columbus came. No, that ain't no joke. And we had to build a place up, so there wasn't much money around then, so the neighbors would come around and put a hand, and before you know it, the house would be up. But in order to do that, they cook a big pot of food. I mean, that comprised of rice and fowl, chicken as you call it here, and a little pork, you know, and beef and everything mixed up with little peas. They call it a pilau. I don't know how you all call it here. So they keep on cooking this food, and they get this, with the contents of the harp, and they get together, you know, and they sing the song. So I'll give you an idea how they started. Do, lie, do, mo, pavle, do, Do lai do pani mama o, do lai do mo pani papa, do lai do put me ashore, do lai do mo pani papa o, do lai do mo pani mama, do lai do put me ashore,
do lai do
mo pani papa o,
do lai do
ah mo pani sese,
do lai do
mo pani papa,
do lai do
mo pani mama. Pani papa o, pani papa, pani mama, pani papa, mo pable dodo, mo pable domi o, mo pani papa, mo pani sese, mo pani mama, mo pani papa, mo pani mama, mo pani papa, mo pani mama. Teti we tambu, mo pani mama o, mo pani sese o, mo pani pepa, mo pani lajan, mo pani lakai, do lai do, mo pable do do mama, yes mo pable do do mama, ah mo pable do do, ah mo pani mama, ah mo pani papa, yes mo pani mama, o mo pani papa, ah mo pani mama.
And now, just a little picture of the folk religion of Trinidad. First of all, the Duke of Iron is going to explain to us how the native Trinidadian feels about, should he be a member of the Baptist cult or should he join the Voodoo cult? In this song, Three Friends' Advice, you get the point of view of the Trinidadian about which way shall he walk, on the African side of the fence or the European side of the fence, as far as religion is concerned. Let's hear Three Friends' Advice and tell him the words.
This number, I have to give you a little, explanation about some of the things that you're going to hear in this number. First, it's about a guy that was in hard luck. No money, no place to sleep, no food to eat, and this is the advice.
Maybe that's Obeya.
It could be. Are you hearing me? Can you hear me? Ah, how about that? Mm-hmm. So, this is the advice that he got from some friends of his. As a matter of fact, three friends. One told him to join the Shouters Band, which is a form of worship or religion over there. They shout and they get happy and everything like that. Another one told him to be an Obeya man. The Obeya man is a fellow that deals in, witchcraft or something like that. Believes he can do things by magic or something. So, anyhow, but in spite of all of that, he decided to Vio, which is his girl. He think he better learn to dance the Shango, which is an old African dance. So in this number, you're going to hear me speak about a crapo. A crapo is just another name for a toad. Big bullfrog, you know. That's a crapo. And a Makawel snake is one of these big boa constrictors. We have another name for it over there. It's just a big boa constrictor. You'll hear me speak about the Makawel snake, so I'll just tell you this so you will know what I'm talking about. So I think I gave you a pretty clear picture about some of the difficult words, our slangs, and I think you can understand it now. So, maestro, will you... Now, according to conditions, my friends and relations, they gave me their opinion. According to conditions, my friends and relations, they gave me their opinion. One said, join the shouters band. Another one said, to be an Obia man. But to Vio, I answered no. I think I better learn to dance the shango. I was told by a certain friend who introduced me then to the shouters' den, and all the ceremonies that I went through was on Moses, Moses, take off thy shoes. I fasted for 40 days singing hymns, but then they ducked me in the river and I could not swim. So to Vio, I answered no. I think I better learn to dance the shango. In 2 weeks' time, friends, I got so fat, you can imagine what was the cause of that. Stew eggs and fry macaroni that in the meeting the sisters would give to me. Khaki serges, Palm Beach and white, with the cork hat and the leggings to lace up tight. Still to Vio, I answered no. I think I better learn to dance the shango. Soon after that, I drafted a different plan and decided to be an Obia man. Around my neck, I had a chaplet, and the beard that I had was like Chalbadier. The shirt on my bosom was a motor car bag, and the coat on my back was a telele rag. Still to Vio, I answered no. I think I better learn to dance the shango. Now listen, friends, what I had in my room was a grinning skeleton with a face of gloom, a dancing peacock painted in red, and a jumping crapo without a head. Three blind mice and a mackerel snake, and a big tar baby to walk and shake. Still to Vio, I answered no. I think I better learn to dance the shango.
And now the Lord Invader, with the help of the drummer and some other singers, is going to show you, in a little way, what a shouter's band looks like. He's going to sing a shouter song, that is a Baptist revival song from Trinidad, called Happy Land of Canaan.
Mr. Lomar, this thing too short for me.
Come, let we go to the happy land.
Happy land of Canaan.
I said, come, let we go to the happy land.
Oh, happy land of Canaan.
Come, let we go to the happy land.
Oh, happy land of Canaan.
Come, let we go to the happy land.
Oh, happy land of Canaan.
I said, come, let we go to the happy land.
Happy land.
Come, let me go to the happy land.
Happy land of
in the happy land, happy land of Canaan.
It's Big Band Swings.
You know, anytime you go to a voodoo dance in the West Indies, or really to a real folk church anywhere south of Washington, you're going to see people in a state of possession like that. And they stay sometimes for hours and climb up coconut trees backwards and do all sorts of extraordinary things. They really do. They handle red hot iron bars. But this isn't the night for that. Tonight we're going to go exploring with Macbeth. A lecture on the great explorers of the history of the world by Macbeth, the story of Columbus, Vasco da Gama, and others.
Ladies and gentlemen, this number, it tells the story of when one person leave one country and exploring the other. So this Calypsonian got together and he said he want to explore too. So in the words, if you listen carefully, you'll hear what he wants to do.
Buy me a Zeppelin, doo-doo darling, buy me a Zeppelin, a steamboat, and then I must be an explorer like Columbus. So baby,
buy me a Zeppelin, doo-doo darling, buy me a Zeppelin, a steamboat, and then I must be an explorer like Columbus.
I want to go roaming around the world, touching all shores from north to south pole, to Greenland, Finland, Iceland and all, then to the Niagara waterfall. So baby,
buy me a Zeppelin, doo-doo darling, buy me a Zeppelin, a steamboat, and then I must be an explorer like Columbus.
Even like Lord Nelson I would like to be the ruler of the air, the land and the sea, to acquire power wherever I go, like Don Antonio de Barrio. So baby,
buy me a Zeppelin, doo-doo darling, buy me a Zeppelin, a steamboat, and then I must be an explorer like Columbus.
I don't mind if I'm all alone, I'm going to take a chance through the canal zone, then to the desert of Sahara, to see my grandparents in Africa. So baby,
buy me a Zeppelin, doo-doo darling, buy me a Zeppelin, a steamboat, and then I must be an explorer like Columbus.
Then I should be famous like Wellington, our first governor, the great Shakan. The Himalayan mountains I'll even score, then see the Raja of Singapore. So baby,
buy me a Zeppelin, doo-doo darling, buy me a Zeppelin, a steamboat, and then I must be an explorer like Columbus.
Then every school child should be taught the name Macbeth, who acquiring worldwide fame, even more bold and more courageous than the old man Christie for Columbus. So baby,
buy me a Zeppelin, doo-doo darling, buy me a Zeppelin, a steamboat, and then I must be an explorer like Columbus.
Ladies and gents, I want you to know, this way I'm going to sing Calypso. The orchestra did know that we were going out, and listen, my friend, we gon' have a spout. So baby,
buy me a Zeppelin, buy me a Zeppelin, a steamboat, and then I must be an explorer like Columbus.
The Big Band Swings program, hanging out in Trinidad via New York City back in the 40s, 46 Town Hall. Alan Lomax.
Macbeth, for the next song, is going to go into a little bit deeper philosophical question. The difference between the brains and the pan of men and women is a woman smart or a man the smarter?
Don't go there.
I usually put it backwards, Macbeth.
Who said so? Well, this number, there has been quite a controversy. You know, I mean, I'm not versed in the English so good. I mean, you can see the little French in me. And when I see so many English people, I get, you know, kind of bazoody, you know? Half of the time I talk Creole and half time English. So, I mean, a couple of words that you don't know, when you go back home, look in your French book, you may find it. Well, this number, some fellas say that the women is smarter than the men. Well, I don't know, but I'm going to give you a pretty good picture of who is the smartest one. Let us put men and women together to find out which one is smarter. Some say men, but I say no. The women have the men like Papi Show. So not me.
It's the people that say that the men lead any women astray. But I say that the women of today smarter than men in every way.
Ever since the world began, woman was always fooling man. And if you listen to Macbeth attentively, I'm going to show you how the women smarter than we.
So not me. It's the people that say that the men leading the women astray. But I say that the women of today smarter than men in every way.
Samson was the strongest man long ago. No one could have beaten him, as we all know. But when he clashed with the woman on top the bed, she found out the strength was in the hair of his head. So not me.
It's the people that say that the men leading the women astray. But I say that the women of today smarter than men in every way.
Listen what happened to a friend of mine. His girlfriend leave him on a serious grind. He used to support her in luxury, but then the whole thing changed up entirely. So not me.
It's not the people that who say that the men leading the women astray. But I say that the women of today smarter than men in every way.
But look, I had a little girl, I used to treat her fine. She had me going down on the line. I was giving her my money all the time, and she was giving me shots with a friend of mine.
So not me. There are people who say that the men are leading the women astray, but I say that the women of today smarter than men in every way.
Well, look, I had a little girl in New York City, and she promised to make a baby for me. But when the baby born and I went to see, the eyes was blue, it was a Portuguese.
So not me. Some people say that the men leading the women astray. But I say that the women of today smarter than men in every way.
Go ahead. Lord, go ahead on up there. Whichever one you want.
The subject of men and women is perhaps the longest one in Calypso, and the Lord Invader has got a comment to make on the subject. A song about Thai Tongue Baby. What's the problem in this song, Lord Invader? I don't quite understand it.
Well, I'll give you a very short brief. Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I happen to have had, in fact, past tense, a girlfriend, and I had a date with her. She is one of these type who live in the family, you know, grandmother. So that night in question, she wants to tell me that her grandmother would be coming at 12 o'clock. So she said she had an impediment of speech, so she told me, Lord Invader, darling, get up. My grandmother is coming at 12 o'clock. She said, Lord Invader, which means invader, dying, darling, Get up, get up. My grandmother, my grandmother. Come in, come in, forever talk. Everything monopolizing a song. Swing it. Last night. Night I had a romance with a Titan, baby, who confessed how she so loved me. Last night I had a romance with a Titan, baby, who confessed how she so loved me. She said, baby, my grandmother would be out of sight. Honey bunch, I'd be all alone at home tonight. I felt so glad, I lie down on the bed, but in a Titan language, my baby said, you're in the other in the top. Me dan mother tom in 12 o'clock. It's 25 to 12 the top. Me dan mother tom in 12 o'clock. I asked her, darling, why should you be afraid? She said, no use you trying to invade. She said, Dee, you ought to have a little sympathy. Remember, you have female family. I tax my brain, so there and then I remember she have a right to respect her grandmother. She was in dread. I lie down on the bed, but in the same Titan language, my baby said, you're in the other in the top. Me dan mother tom in 12 o'clock. It's 25 to 12 the top. Me dan mother tom in 12 o'clock. As a Trinidadian, I use up my diplomacy by telling her about matrimony. She said, Dee, you know that I will always consent any moment to accept your engagement. She said, baby, but you know that won't be looking right for my grandmother to come and meet you here tonight. I heard a knocking the grandmother call in the same Titan language. The lady ball,
you're in the other in the top. My dad, mother, come in 12 o'clock. It's 25 to 12, get up. My dad, mother, come in 12 o'clock.
Ladies and gents, just know when I started this composition, don't you put no blame on the musician. Because I didn't get the chord, neither the tune correctly. That is why I stall in the melody. It's my fault, invader, really have to admit. But in these voices, don't you see I did my bit singing. Lord, in the other, in the top. Me and mother come in 12 o'clock. It's 25 to 12, the top. Me and mother come in 12 o'clock.
Big Band Swings and Other Things on KRVS.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'm taking over Mr. Lomax's job now. Very nice job. How do you like the show so far, ladies and gentlemen?
You have no idea how happy you make us feel. So now we're going to do another number, and then it will be a slight intermission. This number is a favorite of a few friends who happen to be here tonight, also Mr. Lomax and his sister Bess. And it speaks about the time when there was a big uproar all over the world. It almost upset the globe when the Prince of Wales abdicated his throne for the woman he loved. Everybody was saying this and that and the other. So we had to say something too, and we said it was just love and love alone that caused King Edward to leave his throne. That is the number I'm going to sing for you now, Maestro. Now it's love, love alone that caused King Edward to leave his throne.
It's love, love alone that caused King Edward to leave his throne.
Yes, we know Edward is noble and great, but love will cause him to abdicate.
It's love, yeah, love alone that caused King Edward to leave his throne.
Oh, what a sad disappointment was endured by the British government.
It's love, yeah, love alone that caused King Edward to leave his throne.
On the 10th of December, we heard the talk that he gave the throne to the Duke of York.
It's love, love alone that caused King Edward to leave his throne.
He said, I'm sorry my mother is going to grieve, but I cannot help, I'm bound to leave.
It's love, love alone that caused King Edward to leave his throne.
Yes, we got the money, we got the talk and the fancy walk just to suit New York.
It's love, love alone that caused King Edward to leave his throne.
And if I can't get a boat to set me free, well, I will walk to Miss Simpson across the sea.
It's love, love alone that caused King Edward to leave.
Scepter, robes and my crown is on my mind, but I cannot leave Miss Simpson behind.
It's love, love alone that caused King Edward.
And if you see Miss Simpson walk in the street, she can fall an angel with her body beat.
It's love, love alone that caused King Edward to leave his throne.
All hope Baldwin tried to break down his plan. He said, come what may, the American.
It's love, love alone that caused King Edward to leave his throne.
Yeah, they can take my crown, they can take my throne, but they must leave Miss Simpson and me alone.
It's love alone that caused King Edward.
Organ roll, let the church bell ring. Good luck to our second bachelor king.
It's love, love alone that caused King Edward.
Though he is gone, don't give him bad name, for you and I might have done the same.
It's love, love alone that caused King Edward to leave.
As for the man Simpson, they tried to cast. They even said that she had a shady past.
It's love, love alone that caused King Edward to leave.
Now, under annals of history, he has left a record for intensity.
It's love, love alone that caused King Edward.
Mr. General Clark and the band. Mr. Clark and the band. Mr. Clark. Come here, Mr. Clark. Come here. This is General Clark, the man who made all of those Calypso recordings that you have been hearing. Mr. Clark, would you like to thank the people for the kind hand they give you?
Yes, I certainly do. I want to thank you heartily for your cooperation. It is indeed a pleasure to see so many nice faces here this evening. I thank you.
There you are. Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a brief intermission, and we'll be back with you subsequently.
And that's coming from Town Hall, New York City, 1946, the live midnight special concert with some great music, Alan Lomax hosting it, and heard from the Duke of Iron, Macbeth the Great, Lord Invader, and really a good live, good slice of 1940s life back right after the war. This weekend, big doings on UL campus as Garden Goodwin is going to be special guest artist with the UL Jazz Ensemble. That's Saturday night at the Augel Auditorium, UL campus at 7:30. Garden Goodwin, award-winning, Grammy, Emmy award-winning artist, leader of LA's Big Fat Band. And it's only $10 general admission, $5 for students and seniors, and special prices for school groups. You can call 482-5669 to find out more about that. And it's free to all UL students, faculty, and staff. That is Saturday, March the 2nd, 7:30 p.m., Augel Auditorium on the UL campus. And that'll be 7:30. Garden Goodwin, special guest artist with the UL Jazz Ensemble. I'm Lee, and let's go to the Blueberry Hill, what do you say, for some classic Glenn Miller. And we'll get some singing from Ray Eberly, I believe. Swings program from KRVS at the lovely Avocado Room, high atop the well-built Hotel Biltwell. It's Tommy Dorsey, Liebestraum.
Black cats creep across my path until I'm almost mad. I must have roused the devil's wrath, 'cause all my love is bad. I make a date for golf, and you can bet your life it rains. I tried to give a party, but the guy upstairs complains. I guess I'll go through life just catching colds and missing trains. Everything happens to me. I never miss a thing. I've had the measles and the mumps, and every time I play an ace, my partner always trumps. I guess I'm just a fool who never looks before he jumps. Everything happens to me. At first my heart thought you could break this jinx for me, that love would turn the trick to end despair. But now I just can't fool this head that thinks for me. So I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. I've telegraphed and phoned, sent an airmail special too. Your answer was goodbye. There was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me. I've never drawn a sweepstake or a bank night at a show. I thought perhaps this time I'd won, but Lady Luck said no. And though it breaks my heart, I'm not surprised to see you go. Everything happens to me. Everything happens to me.
So instead of having Lieberstrom, we had Tommy Dorsey with Frank Sinatra, Everything Happens to Me. Like that character that Dick Tracy used to have with the guy walking around with a cloud over his head. Wherever he went, it was always raining, always having some sort of bad luck, something like that. If this is Friday night, the 28th of February, then, actually, we're March the 1st now. That's right. This leap year messed me all up. The March the 2nd, tomorrow night, Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at the Auschel Auditorium UL campus, Garden Goodwin, special guest artist with the UL Jazz Ensemble. He is leader of LA's Big Fat Band. If you're a UL student, faculty, or staff, you get in free. Otherwise, it's only $10 to get in. Students and seniors do it for $5. I'm Lee for the Big Band Swings program. Was there anything else?
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.